Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show, a special edition of the Diz Unplugged. We're going to be talking about our opinions of Disney Infinity 3.0 coming up next. From the Bob Varley Studio in Orlando, Florida, this is the Diz Unplugged. Hey, everybody, and welcome to the show. This is a special edition of the Diz Unplugged. We are going to be talking about Disney Infinity 3.0. And I'm joined in the studio tonight by my good friends. Well, he's not really that good of a friend. But, you know, he's somebody I know. Rhino Clavin.
Hello.
And back in the production nook, our producer, Dustin West.
Hello, folks.
And Craig Williams will be along at some point. He's actually covering Halloween Horror Nights tonight, the media preview. So he is not with us. But I have been very excited for Disney Infinity 3.0. And I'm going to cut to the chase. We're going to go into like a lot of stuff about 3.0 and what you need to know about it. But the most important thing you need to know, first of all, it comes out this Sunday, August 30th. We were able to get an early copy of it because it went on sale at Downtown Disney at Once Upon a Toy this morning. So we were down there this morning to pick up our copy. But it goes on sale the rest of the country, the rest of the U.S. This Sunday, August 30th. And what you really need to know, go and buy it. Do not walk, run to your nearest Best Buy, GameStop, Target, Walmart, wherever it is they're selling it. If you have played previous versions of Disney Infinity, this blows them out of the water. Blows them out of the water. It seems to me like everything I complained about in the previous versions, at least what I've seen so far, and we've spent all day playing this. From what I've seen, everything that annoyed me, almost everything that annoyed me in the previous versions has been fixed, especially where Toy Box Mode is concerned. But we're going to get into those details. For those who are not familiar with Disney Infinity, to call it a video game is, I mean, accurate, but kind of limiting. Yeah. Because it's unlike most video games, and I can't keep forgetting what the terminology for this
sandbox?
Is.
Sandbox?
No, it's sandbox is one, but it's also, Toys to Life or something.
Toys to Life. I think that's the phrase that Disney likes to use.
Yeah, Toys to Life. So,
open world.
Open. Yeah, well, it's very open world, depending on what you're playing.
Yeah.
But this is what a starter pack looks like. This is a starter pack for the PS4, and it comes with the game disc, a base station, and a couple of figurines. This particular one for 3.0 comes with Anakin Skywalker and what the hell's her name?
Ahsoka Tano?
Yeah.
Ahsoka Tano?
Yeah, some other random.
She's from the animated
series. She's the Chip and Dale of Star Wars. And this is what, if you can. Yeah, there we go. This is one of the figurines. This is one of the Tron figurines that was on sale today.
Korra.
And these go on to the base station. And, oh, there's a very nice look at. There's a nice look at the entire set that we were able to get today. There are going to be a few others, I believe, that will be available on Sunday. But this is what they had at Disney, Downtown Disney today. But these characters go on to the base station, and you can then play the game as that character. Now, there are two parts, really, to Disney Infinity. One is called the Toy Box Mode, which is where you can kind of create your own worlds and even your own games and use any of these characters at any point in time and even characters from previous versions of Disney Infinity. Then there are what is known as the play sets, which is what you would normally expect from a video game. This is, a created video game. And for those play sets, you have to use the characters that are from that play set. So, for example, what was released today was Star Wars: Twilight of the Republic. This is based on
It's set in the time of the Clone Wars.
Of episodes one through three.
Yeah, it's the prequel trilogy.
The prequel trilogy. Trilogy. is where that's set. So that's Anakin Skywalker and Chip and Dale are playable in that. They also released, if we can we cut to this camera or do we?
Well,
no, that's all right. That's all right. I'll hold it up. We have Disney Pixar Inside Out, which comes with the playset and two characters. You have Anger and Joy, and that's what comes in the playset. But then you can also buy
Fear,
Disgust. And
Sadness.
Yeah. But they didn't have Fear today for whatever reason.
Yeah, Fear was not available. So then, in addition to buying these playsets and extra characters, you can also buy what are known as power discs. And power discs give you, you know, there are different types of power discs. Some will give these characters additional abilities. Others will allow you to add things to your toy box or change up your toy box. So if you want to create a world that is themed around, let's say, Tomorrowland, that was one of the disc packs that was released today, you can take one of these power discs and have your streets and your sky and your walls and everything all themed around Tomorrowland. So that's a general the general idea of what this is. Now, what does this all cost? Well, a starter pack, which includes the base station, the game, and two characters, and right now it's Twilight of the Republic, is going to be for $64.99 for the for that bundle. And it's Ahsoka Tano, Anakin Skywalker, the Twilight of the Republic playset, the Infinity Base, and the game disc, $64.99. If you want to add additional characters, they are $13.99 each. If you want to pick up the Inside Out playset, that's $34.99. They are doing something exclusive with Sony in terms of the Star Wars Saga bundle for $114.99. That includes the game, the Disney Infinity Base, the Twilight of the Republic playset, the Ahsoka Tano figure, Anakin Skywalker. It also includes Luke Skywalker, Princess Leia, and Boba Fett. As Boba Fett, whatever it is, I don't, you know.
I love when he says
Boba Fett.
Hey, Boba Fett.
Whatever. Come on over. Whatever. It includes Boba Fett.
Yeah. Cool your jets, hotshot.
Yeah. But it also includes the Rise Against the Empire playset, which. Yeah. Unless you're buying it now for the PS3 or the PS4, you're going to have to wait till the end of September to buy that separately.
Yeah.
So this same thing with Luke Skywalker, Princess Leia. Those characters don't come out till the end of September. Boba Fett is – I don't see him scheduled for release.
Not till it said on the information I was reading that he's exclusive until the end of this year. Okay. It said until December 31st, 2015.
So – what you have, Disney had mentioned at the D23 conference that they are going to be going with Sony as pretty much their exclusive.
Yeah, they said it was that PlayStation was the definitive Star Wars experience. That just led me to believe that that's where you want to be. If you want the best Star Wars stuff, you want to be there.
And well, also from what I understand, there are people that used to work at Disney that now work for Sony America, and I think that's maybe where part of that connection, because I mean look, the PlayStation's a great system.
Oh yeah.
And right now the PlayStation 4 is definitely outselling the Xbox One, but they're both incredible systems. And so I was kind of confused as to why Disney decided to go that route, but I think that might be part of it. Anyway, this Disney Infinity 3.0 is going to be available for the Sony PS3 and PS4, the Xbox 360, the Xbox One, as well as the Wii U. There is no Nintendo 3DS version, and there is no version for the PS Vita. And that's probably a good thing because they didn't really lend well to those platforms. So, as I said, August 30th, you're able to get the starter packs, including the Saga bundle that includes Rise Against the Empire, the Inside Out bundle and playset, Twilight of the Republic playset, Twilight of the Republic power discs, the Tomorrowland power discs, Anakin Skywalker, Ahsoka Tano, Yoda, Obi-Wan Kenobi. There will be figures from Star Wars Rebels as well as Disney's Inside Out that are available for sale. Sam Flynn and Korra from Tron, Mickey, Minnie, Mulan, and Olaf. And that's all of what is going to be released this Sunday. So there's a lot there to go pick up. September 29th is when the Rise Against the Empire playset comes out for everyone not on a PS3 or a PS4. That is also when Luke Skywalker, Princess Leia, Han Solo, Chewbacca, Darth Vader, and the Rise Against the Empire power discs will come out. November 3rd, Darth Maul, Ultron, and from Marvel, and Hulkbuster from Marvel are coming out.
Those Marvel ones are, they work with the Disney Infinity 2.0, but they're also going to be 100% compatible with the Marvel Battlefronts that's coming out in spring of 2016, which is another playset coming out for this Disney Infinity base.
Yeah.
So they have five announced coming out, and they said there's more to come. So
yeah, no, this is going to be
it's
huge
very exciting, yeah.
And very exciting. A lot of good stuff coming out. So. We do have, before we get into a more in-depth discussion about Disney Infinity, we do have an intro video that comes with the game that we're going to play for you now, just so you can get an idea at what it all looks like. So here's that now. This is one of the times where the preview really does live up to the gameplay. One of the questions that we just saw in the chat room was, you know, is it good for kids and will I enjoy it as an adult? That was really the overwhelming thought I had today in playing this, is that Disney has really gotten it right with 3.0 in that this is enjoyable for everyone, whether you're adults or kids. That, you know, Walt Disney started Disney World and Disneyland because he wanted a place where parents could go with their kids and have fun with them, not sit on the sidelines and watch. And
why would a sick
this? Oh,
sorry.
This this absolutely. What was that?
It was. I accidentally played a video.
Oh, okay. this absolutely fits
into that category.
And hold on a second. I got to get my.
Somebody in the chat room says that Fear is an Amazon exclusive release on Sunday. That's interesting.
Oh, that might be. That might be. There are some retailers.
A couple of bundle packages.
We have spent the last few days really trying to corral as much information as we can. And for as much as wonderful as this is and as great as it is so damn confusing.
Yeah.
There are so many aspects to this, whether it's the figures, the power discs, the play sets, what's coming out when. And then, of course, there's the game itself, which is just very multifaceted in terms of what you can do with it. So, and then you have things like retailer exclusives, which there are plenty of them out there. But I'm on the wrong page here. I'm sorry. There we go.
Are you looking for the?
Okay, no, I'm just looking for my bullet points.
No.
So, so now do we have an intro sequence? Do we have the intro sequence from the game?
Yeah, we can talk about that.
I'm going to talk about that in a second. One of the things that kind of drove me nuts when you would go into Disney Infinity in 2.0 as a new character, you had to sit through the intro, which and you couldn't cut it. You couldn't stop it and just get into the game. You had to sit and watch it. And because you'll play these as multiple characters, you sit through it multiple times. And so it's really annoying. What I really enjoyed about this, this is the first thing I noticed, that like something that really annoyed me that they fixed, was that they do this intro video, but then allow you to play.
Oh, well, yeah, I actually got confused because you gave me the remote and you said play this, and we watched this intro video, and so the footage you're watching, like that's just it started, and all of a sudden I was like, oh wait. Am I actually playing the game?
Yeah.
It was that fluid. I was really surprised by that.
And what they did was they take you through all of the different worlds that are either out or coming out for it. So you play a little – you see a little bit of Twilight of the Republic, and then you play a little bit of that. And then you see a little bit of
Rise
of the Empire. You play a little bit of that, which you're flying the Millennium Falcon, shooting stuff, which I was like out of my mind. Then you go over to Inside Out, and you see a little cutscene, and then go in and play a little bit of that. So it gives you a nice taste of what the game is about. And this is in the playset mode now. These are the pre-created games. You don't have to create these or do anything with these. You kind of go in and play regular games. We will talk about those games in a little bit. The place where this game has changed the most, and the most was done, was in the toy box. Now, to try and explain to everybody who may not know, the toy box is basically a big open world, and you have all sorts of things you can put in it. I mean, so you can like literally put down terrain. So like you can create this like big area, and then you can put things in it like trees and race tracks and all sorts of game elements. You can create your own games. A lot of people do. One of the things that you'll see on Disney Infinity when you first get into it is that there is a game. There is a community, through the game itself from the main menu where you can download other people's games that they've created in their toy box. Yeah. And toy boxes are just, they're incredible in terms of the number of things that they offer. If we can switch over to the Xbox, let me just get it out of sleep mode. And I can kind of give people an idea of what I'm talking about. Where is it? Is it that one? Oh, packs and tools. There we go.
My house is so big, it's a mansion.
Why isn't it?
You gotta, does it want you to aim the magic wand? What is it?
You pull the left trigger.
I am.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, this, of course, we're doing this live, so it's not gonna work. But I wanna.
Is it just the remote? Controller, excuse me, everybody.
Okay, so what you're seeing here right now is these are the different things that you can put into a toy box. So this is my interior. This is the interior, the home. So these are all the different walls. You've got Agrabah Palace walls, Tron walls, Tomorrowland walls, Rapunzel's Tower. But you also have like an elevator and secret doors and all this other stuff that you can do. And this is just in the house. When you get out into the actual toy box, there's just like a ton of stuff. Like I was like flipping out because there's like Spaceship Earth and Cinderella Castle and Big Thunder Mountain and all these other things. And so you can like just kind of create your own Disney world. And then there are these elements that you can put into it to play it as a game. So you can put a racetrack in and then race on it. You can put elements of a platformer game in it and play it as a platformer. But one of the things that always annoyed me about Infinity 1.0 and 2.0 was that the amount of work required to build those worlds in your toy box was just too much for me. You know, there's only so much investment I'm going to make in that. I'll play games and stuff like that, but just build this and build that. And apparently I wasn't the only one who felt that way, because in this, what they've done is they've added these builders, these little characters that you plop in a certain part of your toy box, and then they go ahead and they build. So you have a city builder. If you want to build a city, you put a city builder in a certain place, and that builder will go ahead and put up the buildings and all that stuff. You can go in and change it and customize it and do all sorts of stuff, but the heavy lifting is done by these little automated characters.
Yeah.
They have a platformer builder. They have a racing builder. They have a treehouse build. I mean, you name it. They have a ton of different builders. And I was able, in the course of 20 minutes, to set up – I'm going to say it was elaborate, but I was having a lot of fun with it just in the course of 20 minutes, which on Infinity 1.0 took like months.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And this was – I remember when they first announced Infinity and John Lasseter was talking about, you know, the ability to be fully creative and creating your own world and putting in all these cool elements. And I think with 3.0, they have now truly realized that vision.
The thing you're talking about, it's called the Toy Box Hub. The builders are part of that. And that is one of the newest, like, features to the enhancement of it.
No.
Isn't that what you're talking about?
No. You have the tutorials in the Toy Box Hub. And that's
those like little
but
guys.
You actually, because that's like a pre-created world that shows you like how to do different things. So you have, I think we have a little video we can run. This is what we're running right now as part of the tutorial mode. But you actually can go in and create a brand new toy box that is blank.
Oh, okay.
And you can go in and make it whatever you want.
Okay, so I thought that's what this was.
This is your tutorial. This shows you the different things you can do. This is where your house is. And then there's all these different areas where you can kind of see what it can do.
It's getting more and more expansive.
That's the thing. It's incredible how expansive it is.
Yeah.
And they have, but again, even the process with the builders and everything of making games in the toy box, it takes some time and it takes some investment and it takes a lot of trial and error. So they've come out with something else new that you can buy as an addition. I think it's $20, $19.99. I think some retailers are offering this. I know GameStop is offering it free with purchase. It's called Toy Box Takeover. And it's another disc that you put on your Infinity base when you're in Toy Box mode. And it adds games. It adds these games into your Toy Box that you can play like a regular video game, but it's much more like...
You get the mashup of characters, right?
You get the mashup of characters in that, and that's what we're looking at here. If you're watching the video, this is one of those games, kind of set in a Pirates of the Caribbean theme, and there's a lot of fighting, and there's a lot of, you know...
Oh, man, I can't wait to play this one.
Oh, yeah. It's so cool. Okay.
You also have this one. You have a sidekick in this, and...
That's the other new thing, are sidekicks.
Yeah, and you build up his powers at the same time that you're building up your powers, and you can put him in the sidekick box and launch him in cannons, and he'll kamikaze. And
the other thing I want to tell people is, if this is confusing or whatever, I'm honestly... They do such a great job when you start playing the game of giving you the tutorials of what everything does and how it does it. And they step you right through it. You can literally sit down with this, never knowing anything about it, never having played any of the previous iterations, and be right into it right away.
Pete actually got me the you got me the 2.0, the Marvel one, because I was asking you about it, and so we got it on PlayStation 4. And I have to say, one of my favorite things was I was able to like just put it in, just kind of go.
Yeah,
and you got to play with it. Like I haven't even, so I'm still new to it. I've only had it for about a month and a half, maybe 2 months. But and I thought that was awesome. And I haven't even gotten into the toy box yet. I didn't even get like toy box. So it's just the accessibility of these games is great, but it doesn't limit what you can do either at the same time. That's what I love about it.
What I also love about it, and I said this in the show before, I love video games. I'm just not real good at them. And this is something that I am good at. This is something I can be good at. Not because I'm particularly talented in this, but because the way it's created, I think anyone can sit down and play it. That, you know, the fighting engine in this, because you do a lot of fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The stylized is awesome.
And it is so smooth and so into, and it's a lot of button mashing. There are certain buttons you can hit to do special things, but it's not that overly complicated. You know, you really have to know how to do this with the controller and do that. It's just a lot of just go in and just start mashing buttons and
it's
beating
so
people
fun.
Up with lightsabers.
Yeah.
And I just love it. Like, it's in that style I love where it's not overly complicated, but like you said, there are moves that you can upgrade to that make it a little more complicated. So it, like, you can get really good at how you destroy these bad guys.
Yeah.
Or you can be like me where you're running around into walls and grabbing boxes every 2 seconds.
It just upgrades. Like, if the Y button is your attack button, it's not like you have to remember complicated combinations
right.
of things. It just upgrades that Y button to be a more powerful thing. So it's simple in that regard. It's but really
and
fun.
And that's the other thing. Each one of these characters, when you're playing as them, they earn experience points as you're playing. The more you play with that particular character, the more experience points they earn. And those experience points can be used to unlock, like, better attacks, better health, all sorts of other stuff. I believe it goes up to level 20 with each character. And that information, their level information, is actually saved to the character itself. So if you take it and you go and play on somebody else's
like PlayStation or base station,
that information, that level.
Yeah.
So if I'm a level, like I think my Thor from 2.0 is a level 17. If I move it over to another system,
like if you
it's
played
still
it in
level
my game,
17.
It would still know.
Yes, oh, I would
that's
still
really
be.
Cool.
It would still be a level 17. Now, this is one of the things that I was not thrilled about. Nothing, if you played Infinity 1 or 2.0, nothing from that comes over. Nothing. And, I get it. I mean, in toy box mode,
okay,
in toy box mode, you can use your characters from one point, the figurines from 1 and 2. But none of the stuff that you accumulated in your toy box, none of your toy box creations, none of that stuff comes over from 2.0 to 3.0. And that was a little disappointing.
I wonder if they'll change that as it goes on. Maybe it'll be like an update or
no, because they didn't do it really with 2.0 either. So,
well, because the only reason why I was thinking that is because the Marvel one that's coming out, it's going to be like they made a statement that they said all the, like, I know you have them all the Marvel characters, you can use all of those in the 3.0 Battlefront edition. So if you already started that collection, you don't have to restart the collection.
Well, I think
I don't know if those will. I mean, we'll have to wait and see.
Well, if they're going to do these, you know, they introduced the Marvel Universe into Disney Infinity in 2.0 last year. So if they're going to keep doing things with Marvel, they can't just ignore what
they've
already
like,
done.
Make you start over again. Yeah.
So, but the number of figurines just in general across now all three versions is staggering. The amount of money you can spend doing this is staggering. The amount of money I spent this morning on this was staggering. But, you know, I'm buying it for the guys as well, so they have it. And, you know, bought a couple copies for friends and things like that. So that was part of it. But I'm just, you know, I'm
He's
a giver.
Just giving.
I'm
He's
a giver.
Wonderful.
I am. I'm pretty good with that
well,
stuff.
No, you are. It's a lot of fun. You make it like... like, I think we're getting a lot of really good content out of it. Like, I'm actually really fascinated to see how many people are actively engaged in this right now. And, you know, and for our own selfish reasons, it's just fun. It's cool. It's fun to, it like, is. Go around and Pete disappears for a couple of days and we don't know what happens to him because and he emerges a Disney Infinity victor and, you know, with levels you didn't think were possible. And you're just no sleep for about, like, you know, 72 hours.
Well, I didn't get any sleep last night. Not because of this, though. I mean, I was unable to fall asleep. And so, you know, we were down at Downtown Disney pretty early this morning, and I was just delirious. I was just delirious. But so Toy Box Takeover, like I said, adds these games that are kind of along the lines of traditional platformers. If those of you who remember, like, Sonic the Hedgehog and Mario.
Those are my wheelhouse, yeah.
Yeah, those kind of games. This is kind of in that genre. And these actually, I was only playing one part of it today, and I got to a point when I came up against Davy Jones that I kept dying, and that was fairly challenging, and I haven't figured out how to beat him yet. So, but I didn't invest a lot.
Well, I'll tell you what me and Craig did, because this is Craig playing it right here. What we did was went through about 10 of those characters before we finally beat him, because he just kept killing people. And then when you take that character off and try to put it back on, it says, this character has been defeated, please put a different character on. So it only took us about 10 tries to get it, and we
now
had a pile of characters.
And just so you know, if you don't have all the characters and that happens, what your option is at that point in the game is either to put another character on or go back to your last save point.
Right.
And go at it again. So it's not like you can never use that character again in the game. But, so, Toy Box Takeover, something else that's new in this. Let's talk a little bit about the Twilight of the Republic playset. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is what, you know, this is the first time that they're really bringing the Star Wars, you know, ever since Disney bought Star Wars back, Lucasfilm back in 2012, I believe it was,
yeah.
2013. This is the first time that they're really investing in Star Wars universe in a video game,
yeah,
like this.
And
they have absolutely nailed it.
Yeah.
They have absolutely nailed it. It was so much fun to play. Even if you're not a Star Wars fan, it doesn't matter.
Right.
The gameplay is great.
Yeah. I think it's really cool. I what I really like is that, like, they started with the Twilight of the Republic. I mean, I know it's the prequel, so that's where you kind of start, but I thought it does a really good job of bringing in the prequel movies, but also the animated properties that they have, like the Clone Wars and Rebels, kind of right off the bat. That is,
well,
like, we admire these characters too.
I had mentioned that the whole look and feel of this game was very reminiscent,
yeah,
of Star Wars Rebels.
Yeah, and so it almost it's not very jarring to see the characters represented like that,
right,
because we've seen that. So I think that also is it really eased you into this game really well. I don't know, and it was just so much fun. It's a lot of fun.
And Gregory Williams is walking in the
door.
We're
being robbed, everyone. Please help.
Yeah.
Send help.
I'll tell you, I had a great time playing. Just come on in, Craig. It's all right. You can come in and come sit down.
I want to note that they added the God, I keep forgetting her name. Ashanka
Chippendale.
Chippendale. They made a very cool announcement, yeah, at D23 about how they were saying they started. It was very important for them to have her start because they wanted very strong female characters that were going to be present throughout this fandom and this universe, and that was, like, an important thing for them. So I thought it was nice that right off the bat they were.
Hey.
Oh, okay.
Well, why don't you just come sit down?
Well, whatever you want to do.
He's got to get a drink.
Oh.
If there's one in there.
So, yeah. So I just thought that was really important. Like, I thought that was really neat that they're pretty much saying out, like, you know, girls, this is for you too. Like,
and, well, they've been criticized, you know, on it.
Yeah. Well,
before,
it's good that they're
so
coming right out with it.
There's more in the other fridge.
Oh, adult beverage.
Yeah. Greg, yeah. The resident alcohol.
Oh, please, oh, the three of you pounding back.
Ahsoka. I keep thinking of that Lion King song.
She's
some banana, squash banana, so I can't remember her name.
I kept thinking Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah.
Yes, it's.
I'm trying to find her. Yeah, here we go.
Anakin's apprentice. I know that's who she is. Like, I know who she is. She's just got a tough name.
She's the best character. She's got the two lightsabers, right? And her attacks are a lot quicker than anybody else. I didn't realize that when I put her character on that I would be very, very, very impressed by that. It was fun.
Yeah, this whole playset is fantastic. And if this is the level of – if they can keep this quality throughout the rest of them, then 3.0 is by a mile going to be its most successful, the most successful in the franchise so far. Because, what you know, in 1.0, you know, like we were talking about this yesterday, that, you know, like Monsters, Inc. was kind of eh. The Incredibles was what was your take on Incredibles?
It wasn't bad. It was the only thing I really found tolerable.
Kind of enjoyed
the first
one.
I never played the first one at all. So,
you know, 2.0 Avengers, the Avengers playset was the only one that I thought was really good. Spider-Man was kind of like okay.
Yeah.
But if they can keep this level, because what we saw with Inside Out. And what we saw with
the Twilight of the Republic.
Twilight of the Republic. If this is going to be the quality level of these play sets across the platform, this will be huge. Because this was a lot of fun. Plus, from what I understand, we didn't get all that far today,
right,
in playing it. But I understand these are also a lot bigger. Well, than previous playsets and a lot more involved.
Well, you think about the Avengers playset, is you're in New York, you're in a portion of New York, and all of your missions take place in that. I mean, it's very big compared to what they had in 1.0, but everything takes place there. In Twilight of the Republic, and I would imagine the next one, the Rise Against the Empire, you're able to visit different planets, and each one of those planets has something the size of that New York cityscape that is in Avengers in it. It's huge. It really is compared. I mean, it's not Grand Theft Auto 5, but it's big.
So we were also talking about the power discs, how when you're playing as these characters, you can put a power disc underneath them on the base. I think you can actually stack two of them if you want underneath the character and give the character special abilities. And what was released was the Tomorrowland.
Yeah,
the Tomorrowland power disc set and the Twilight of the Republic power disc set. And I haven't played with those yet.
Yeah, we played with the Mace Windu one, and so what that does, it's a character power disc, and it gives you a sidekick. Once you charge up your meter enough, you fill up this meter over. It's like a little circle, and it's the Mace Windu meter. And once that's full, and you're in battle, you can press a button, and he'll show up and help you out. So it's pretty cool with this guy that's on the screen now. I almost killed him, and then Mace Windu came, and yeah, he got him.
comes in at the last minute.
So, and they only stay for a little while until that charge wears out, and then they disappear, and then you got to build it back up again.
And again, this is one of the components of Disney Infinity that adds, you know, that those levels of customization and complexity to it that allows you to change it up, because they're, you know, they're going to be releasing a ton of these power discs over the course of however long. And, you know, then it becomes about buying the power discs. And like I said, it's more money, but from my standpoint, absolutely worth it. Now, then there was the Inside Out playset. You guys played that. I didn't. So why don't you talk about that playset and what you thought of it?
I didn't really. I mean, I watched you guys play that one. That one I was in a timeout.
Yeah, I watched Dustin briefly.
Were you being bad?
Well, I was apparently.
He was asleep on a couch.
No, I was in the room, and then I left while you were playing that game.
Well, I really enjoyed it because I did play it, and you're of course in Riley's mind, and you go off to her imagination land, which is one of her many lands, and it's very balloon heavy. You have to pop. Like the first thing was pop 400 balloons, but if you just think about those are like coins in Mario. It's very platforming heavy, you know, get to the next level and
but really well designed.
Yeah,
they're really well designed levels.
Yeah. A little Toy Story ball in there.
I like that it exists within its own like story, like a sequel to the movie. Like it's supposed to be Riley fell asleep watching a horror movie, and so the emotions are trying to get everything like back in order. And I don't know, cause that's kind of cool because it extends that universe out
right.
a little bit, you know. And it does it in like an extremely convincing manner. I don't know. This looks like the movie to me.
Yeah, it really held up with the aesthetic of the movie itself. And I actually think that in terms of the puzzles and the platforming, it's better than what little bit I've played of the Star Wars one, because there's no combat involved in the Inside Out. There's no like bad guys that are coming after you. She does have like she can shoot like those thought balls or whatever, and she has like special powers. But I played as Anger too, and he has like a fire power that he does.
Well, and I believe that the Anger character in this is the only one of any of the characters that is actually voiced by the guy.
We looked it up. Phyllis is also Phyllis. Phyllis.
Sadness
is also Phyllis.
Phyllis.
Does her voice.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's
and,
cool.
Of course, Anger from the movie is Lewis Black, the comedian, yeah. I love.
And the person playing Fear is clearly not Bill Hader.
But it's listed online that he is, but it's not him.
All I can imagine is he went in and was like, oh, yeah? I'll do the exact opposite of what I did, like, and just be terrible.
Yeah. The other element that I should mention before we wrap up, is that if you have a PC, an iOS device, or an Android device, you can download the Toy Box app from. Well, you can download it direct on Windows. You can download it direct from from Disney Infinity and from the Apple Store, the App Store, and the Play Store on Android. You can download it there.
Yeah.
And I've done it on the iPad and the PC. And anything that you have registered to your account, anything that you've bought, the play sets, the characters, all show up on the PC. This is on 2.0 now. They haven't released 3.0. For that yet, I think that's probably coming this week. But at least on 2.0, I could play it on my PC pretty much the same way I would on my console, just without the base station. You didn't need the base station for it. So that's also an added bonus here is that you can mess around with your toy box and stuff like that and work on it. Because all that's the only part of this save to the cloud. And that's an option you have when you set up, is that you can save your toy box to the cloud, and then it's kind of available on these different devices, which extends its playability. Because, again, what are you going to do? You're not going to go like on a plane with your laptop and pull out the base station and the characters and the play sets.
Just set up this huge shop.
All of that's in there. It's really kind of cool. All right, so...
I do have just a couple of like little things that we didn't touch on that I want a note just say something about because people have been asking about the toy box thing because we didn't even get to a lot of the features yet but we've been playing for like 8 hours there's over 5,000 virtual toys that are present in the toy box mode for this new version and they're in the old versions you used to have to unlock them in the game to be able to use them in the toy box but this new one has a new feature called the toy box dispenser so you can go up familiarize yourself with stuff in the games like instantaneously which I thought was really cool and then there's also a lot of parks and resorts integration into this game this time around with like your Magic Band on the platform Disney Cruise Line is going to start exclusive unlockables on the ship when the Dream Set sail with their new Disney Infinity interactive area in October. So there's a lot – like it just kind of excites me that like – you know it's like the little – it's like flavored coffee I guess. Like it's just you've got the – I don't know, the little bit of extra that you can go and do if you're a huge, huge fan.
Yeah, I mean the fact that if you put your Magic Band on the Disney Infinity base – it unlocks the partner statue for you to use in your toy box when you're creating your world. So stuff like that, the possibilities are endless. So let's talk about scale of 1 to 10, Rhino, what are you giving it?
Oh, well, I mean, it's got to be like a 9 or 10. I mean, I haven't played it enough to give it a good solid 10. Like, I'd have to wait till I'm done playing. But I'd say, like, my excitement has been exceeded. For like, I was excited to play this afterwards, so I definitely give it a solid like starting 8.5, 9 right away.
Dustin,
well, it's hard for me to even approach 10 with this, just because. I guess I was going to say because it's not like a serious game with serious graphics and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, this really is the most involved game I think I've ever played in my life. The most. Interactive and
creative, certainly.
Creative, you know, and if you're willing to spend the money and you really enjoy these characters, I don't think there's a better game for you for these characters and these storylines right now. And so I'll give it a solid 8.5, 9.
Okay.
All right.
Gregory?
Well, I'm a little harsher on it, just because in terms of video games I play, I kind of have a distinct preference, and I like games that you can really complete in like 20-minute chunks, so that way I'm not sitting down in front of a TV too often, like just play a level and then be able to step away from it, which you kind of can do to this game to a certain extent. But as we've talked about, I'm sure you've mentioned it with all of them, it is a giant world that you can just keep going and going and going with. In games, I like limits. I like knowing that I beat something, and of course you can beat these playsets and then they're finished. But you still have that toy box that can keep going and going and going. And to me, that gets stale over time. I wasn't a huge fan of 1.0 at all after about a week of playing, and it just all lost interest, didn't give two a chance. I like what I'm seeing on this one, so initially I would give it a 7 in a week or two. After I'm playing it a while longer, if I'm still very interested, I would probably end up raising that number. But it gets my interest, and it's not the type of game I typically play, so that's saying a lot right there.
Well, I liked 1.0 to a point. I could see the potential for it. I thought 2.0 was a massive improvement, but still kind of shallow in certain ways and just not, you know. And I've been playing, you know, I in the lead up to this, I've been playing it a lot the last few days, 2.0, just to kind of really refamiliarize myself with it. And I really enjoyed playing it. I got to be honest, I really enjoyed playing it. And I sat down with this today, and my expectations going in were already pretty high, and they were exceeded. I was blown away by this. I will never give anything a 10 because I just don't. But given that this is where they're starting with 3.0, what we have seen announced as being released for it over the course of the next 6 to 9 months, the improvements made to the toy box, which have completely transformed that experience from one of frustration to one of, oh, I can't wait to try this. For those reasons, I give it a solid 9. A solid 9. And the fact that it is, I think, it's going to, in much the same way Nintendo built their success by focusing on games that appealed to a wide variety of people, adults and children, this, for the first time in the series, I believe, has hit that mark perfectly for Disney. And I think they got it right. I think they absolutely got it right. And I'm excited about it. I'm very, very excited.
Yeah.
And like I said, we've only seen the very beginning of what they're doing with this, and it's already blown me away. Well, so
Yeah, that's what I love. It's like we just have the Twilight Republic. Like if you just want it for Star Wars, we still have two more sections to go. Like the Force Awakens one isn't even coming out till December. So it's just – I'm very excited for that to be able to – like my game isn't just a buy and when you beat it, you're done.
And one thing that I don't know if anyone mentioned it, probably not. But one thing I like about Infinity and the whole concept behind it is that it's kind of eliminated those cheaply rushed games about Disney products. Like yeah. I love – the Super Nintendo Aladdin game, Lion King, Toy Story. But a lot of those were like, it was loosely based on the movie with a bunch of levels that, of course, were just nonsense because, well, you can only do so much.
Well, and you also have to remember that we're talking about Super Nintendo and there were real limitations on what the hardware and the software of the time could do. Where now, with, you know, especially with the last two generations of video game systems, What these programmers can create is so much more, so much more intense.
And just the fact that they are doing, especially with this one, so well. Like watching the Inside Out one playing, I thought it was incredible. It made me just thinking about those old games on those systems. Like this is a much better replacement than having them throw out Inside Out the game.
Right,
that would have just been well. Honestly, crappy.
And they're also going to make a lot more money off of it because you're going to spend $35 on the play set and then you're going to spend $14 on the extra characters.
The set, yeah.
And so, you know, it's a brilliant business model. It's worked out very well for them. It's been a huge success. One and two have been a huge success for them. Three, I think, is going to break records. I think this is going to break records. So I go back to what I said at the very beginning of this. Run. Do not walk on Sunday to whatever retailer you choose that is selling Disney Infinity. You also can get it online at Amazon. Pick this up. You'll love it. Your kids will love it. And if you don't have kids, that's even better because you have more time to play it and not share it with anybody. And by no means was this discussion all the things that are in this because we just wouldn't have that kind of time. We didn't have enough time today. We just got it this morning, so we've been trying to acclimate ourselves to it as best we could today. But absolutely incredible. I'm so thrilled with it. So that is going to do it for this episode of our show. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with you again next time with another edition of the Diz Unplugged. Thanks for being with us, everyone. And remember, stay out of the damn lanes.